This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Win a Super Bowl. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio. Change can be good, though. And that's not all change is bad. Change will happen. Every team in the NFL for the Eagles. A little bit hit last week, although it flew way under the radar around here. Kellen Moore took the Saints job, and we just...
I didn't think he was going to show up, to be totally honest.
We just shook it off. Like, what? We got a parade. Kellen Moore is the Saints coach? Who cares? 215-592-9494. Well, I do think it's a big deal. Flew under the radar last week. I do think it's a big deal. Hugh does it. Where do you come down? Is it a big deal that Kellen Moore is now gone, and the Eagles will have a fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years for Jalen Hurts? I think it is, and I think it's going to be a big challenge to replace him. He could take some of these assistants down up to New Orleans. We shall see. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do on the show today. We're very excited here. We have Devin coming up a little bit later. She's live in Clearwater with the Phillies. Does it feel weird that the Phillies began spring training?
Yes.
It snuck up on all of us.
You know what feels weird is that we're going to be down there in a few weeks. Like, I'm like, damn.
You got your shorts packed?
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean, you have like 4 weeks.
I got some time, but still. Yeah. I forgot to drop the suitcase off.
What do you mean, the suitcase?
Oh, I brought the pink one.
Oh, Hugh had a huge pink suitcase.
I got to
give
it back.
No, you got to bring that down to Clearwater.
Nice to be.
I think you could find a way to put some shorts there. Anyway, we'll get to some Philly stuff coming up. Our first thoughts as spring training begins, including a theme that's starting to emerge the first few days. Devin will check in. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. Hugh, that first clue for Hugh's Clues was?
It was a U.S. president before 2000.
All right, there's your first clue.
No, this person was a U.S. president before you.
Yes, we'll get you a second one coming up a little bit later this hour. And we have to get to our favorite moments from what was a special day on Friday with the parade, though. Let's go back to the phone lines, though. Let's go to Dustin, who's in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Yo, Joey G.
What's up, Dustin?
Dustin, what's up, buddy?
Dude, how friggin' great is it to feel we're 2-time Super Bowl champs?
It hits different with the two, right? Like, you know, you think about those franchises, Dustin, that have won one, like the Saints, the Jets, and it's like, all right, you know, one... It's one, but when you start adding up two, and then we look forward to three, it puts you in a different stratosphere as a franchise.
And honestly, I think we're the next franchise that could be possibly talking about a three-peat. I know, like, I'm jumping the gun here, but...
Can we get a two-peat?
Like, I know, Hog, but here's the deal, man.
Think big, Douglas!
No, you got it. You're right, Dustin. I'm sorry. Think big.
This is what it comes down to, Hog. You've been saying it all year. How do you feel about the whole defense?
I feel great. They're young.
Do you think it's a necessity or a luxury after seeing what
it's still a luxury. And that mantra's not going to change. It's not a necessity. It's a luxury. It's not going
to
change.
I mean, the luxury that led to a championship.
Because, see, y'all, like, Dustin, you my guy, but y'all didn't understand what I was saying when I said it.
But did you understand what you were saying when you said it?
I understood what I said when I was saying it.
That was an extra gummy morning, if you ask me.
Dustin, I'm a visionary. I am the only person.
MB Wiggity.
I'm the only person on this station.
Stop, man.
that had them going to the Super Bowl. Like that's I am a sage when it comes to these predictions and these hot takes.
No, Jack Fritz had him 16 in one of the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Jack Fritz is a joke. Nobody takes Jack seriously.
Oh, my God.
I mean, with all due respect, but Jack said that tongue in cheek. Jack can't wait till baseball season starts.
Well, that's true. That part's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for baseball.
You know, when I first talked to Kyle, I told him, I was like, you know, it is a very big deal. Just the more and more I think about it, it comes back to the reason why I'm so high on the defense. This team is put together like no other professional. Every single position that they are at, they are almost, I can't guarantee it, but there's like a 90% chance that every single position we're better than every other team we play. So it is important when it comes to play calling and this, that, and third, but you have such good athletes surrounded by these guys. The team is just unbelievable. It's crazy. No,
well, they are. And here's the best part, Dustin. They're young, and a lot of this will stay together, right? Like, we know we're losing Kellen Moore, and we're going to get to some of these. They got four big free agents and three on the defensive side that could go. We'll see. But the crux of this thing is coming back. Jalen and AJ and Saquon and Devontae and the O-line and Jalen Carter and Cooper and Quinyon. Like, they're bringing a lot of this thing back, Dustin.
Well, let me throw this at you, Hugh, because you're a trenches comfortable in that pocket.
But guess what, Dustin? I was one of the ones that when he played guard, with given his size, I didn't think he would be a good guard, and he proved me wrong. So with that being said, the way that Coach Stoutland coaches, if it's safe, and I don't want to lose him, but we're going to lose some players, I would feel comfortable with him coaching up the next guy. If he designates somebody that guy, then I'm okay with him designating that person that guy.
Yeah,
he's batting 1,000 right about now.
Yeah, and we forget now because it's all played out. There's been so many stories. But, like, he was an afterthought. I remember the day they signed him. We thought it was, at that point, to be like a swing tackle, the backup to Lane or Mailata. They gave him, like, 1 year, $5 million. And then Dustin, he goes out there, and you're right, he was really good. And he was better than I thought he'd be because he was pretty much a bust for the Jets. But, boy, he was good with Stoutland fixing him here. All right, Dustin, give us a guess here. Give us a guess. President before the year 2000. Who's Hugh thinking of today?
Man, he didn't throw us any better than your hog. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln.
Well, that's obviously before 2000.
Not a bad guess.
Well before 2000, but it's not the answer. Dustin, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Dre. And then we got to get to some of our favorite moments from the Super Bowl parade speeches and the whole day on Friday. Dre is up on WIP. Good morning, Dre.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dre.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Hugh, I want to ask you something that Seth Joyner pointed out with DeCamera and John this morning. He pointed out that we should all be a lot more relaxed knowing that Fangio's staying, one, and two, how Jalen played against Steve Spagnuolo. I mean, I think that should ease everybody's mind. Like, I know losing a coordinator, it really sucks, but that's just the name of the game if we're keeping it a bean. What you think?
I hear what Seth's saying, but Seth knows just as well as I do, the fans aren't going to relax. We got to be up in arms about
something.
We got
to win again.
Yeah, we got to go back. We got to go back.
Now, Dre, your point on Jalen is a great one. So I saw this stat last week. So Steve Spagnuolo has been a coach, a defensive coordinator, for 25 playoff games in his career. You know, you go all the way back in the day of the Giants and then obviously all the Chiefs games, right? This was the best a quarterback ever played in any playoff game against Spagnuolo statistically. So, like, he this is a guy that has shut down Tom Brady. And Jalen Hurts has torched him twice in the biggest game. It is a comforting feeling.
And if Jalen hadn't played the way he played, obviously, in that Super Bowl, but he's outplayed Patrick twice, I think I would be a lot more freaked out, obviously. But I think it's not as big a deal, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure Howie and everybody already knows ahead of the game, like, yeah, we're going to lose somebody. We're going to lose some coordinators, you know, whatever. Let's keep the ball rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they very likely will, Dre, because that's how good they are at so many things. Dre, we appreciate it. I want to make it clear what I'm saying by this. Like, when I say a big deal, I don't think Kellen Moore is the difference between 14 wins and, like, 9. But there's that, Hugh, there's a thin line between good and great, right? This year's Eagles team was great. 2 years ago now, 2023, they weren't great, right? They were good, I guess you could call it. It just was a weird year because they started off 10-1. They finished 11-6. They were a good football team. They won 11 games, but they weren't great. Like that, it feels like the last 3 years, the line there has been the defense, which some people are still calling a luxury, and then the efficiency of the offense. 2 years ago, wasn't super efficient.
But is Kellen Moore the reason, in your opinion, this offense was great this year?
It was part of the reason. I mean, was he an upgrade over Brian Johnson?
I mean, yeah, but Brian Johnson was like the bottom of the barrel. So what they're like, what does that really say?
Okay, so but now we're
I could have been an upgrade over Brian Johnson.
We're back on the roulette wheel of hoping to not get Brian Johnson. Like, does anyone here have any idea if Kevin Petullo has any idea of what he's doing? He's been here for 6 years. No one's ever thought of him as a coordinator. Or 4 years, excuse me.
So, like, I mean, picking the next OC is obviously a big deal. We're talking about the loss of Kellen Moore in particular.
Right, but and losing to me, that's Kellen not Moore like, leads you to that, right?
Well, if you just I understand him. That, but like on the surface, you don't think of losing Kellen Moore, or you don't think of Kellen Moore as, wow, like he's a great offensive coordinator, like crap, we're letting him walk out the door. Like that to me, the loss of him, you're not dropping off probably too far based on who you get.
I hope you guys are right. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk about Friday a little bit. Hugh, it was a special day. We got to do the show from the rooftop at the Logan, and we led right up to, right as our show was ending on Friday, right? That's when the buses started to arrive, and the players started to arrive, and the whole team started to arrive, and then we got to the speeches. Hugh, let's go back to Friday. If you had to pick out some of your favorite moments from the day, from the speeches, what stood out to Hugh Douglas on Friday parade day?
What stood out to me? Well, obviously, Jordan Mailata singing. I think the Howie getting hit in the face with a beer, that kind of stuck out to me. What else? Some stuff like off the beaten path of the parade, the shout out to the lady that jumped in the sewer to get her phone. That was bananas.
That was a lot.
Would you have done that or let the phone go? That phone would have been gone.
Okay, yeah, me too.
She's a trooper, though. Because she jumped down there and people were videotaping and everything. That was, a lot. She's
disgusting.
Nasty.
I mean, she's a nasty call lady. What it is.
She's a nasty lady.
Do you think she would have done it if it was a normal day? Or do you think the feel of the day, probably, you know,
alcohol-induced.
Yeah, it was definitely alcohol-induced.
But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I don't know what your carrier provider is, but normally nowadays they back those things up in the cloud. So whatever you had on that phone,
is it really worth it?
You could have gotten it, you know. I understand, you know, the fact that you want your phone back, but that kind of stood out to me. And you know what? Since it's Tuesday and we're a couple days removed from parade, Jason Kelce raised the bar so high on the parade speeches that the guys tried, but they kind of fell short a little bit. Well, I mean, I appreciate. Don't get me wrong. Now,
they
I appreciate.
They were fine. They were good.
They were fine. But that the whole outfit, the whole the diatribe and the whole underdog thing, it felt really like, okay, let's. It felt like really, okay, what's next? It almost felt like a, hey, next, get ready for the next one.
So I didn't think anyone tried to top Kelce, which I liked, because that would have probably been
There was some trying to top him, but
Wore an outfit like that.
No, nobody wore an outfit, but there was definitely some grandiose moments where they tried to top Kelce, like the mayor, for instance.
Well, that was too much. If we're calling, I know
my Sora works with the mayor.
If we're calling this down the middle, Hugh. She was up there too long.
I hope
my Soros not listening right now, because I'm never going to be invited to Sigma Zeta.
You're not running for office anytime soon, no, either, are you?
But you had no chance to be with.
Boy, I could just hear now they call it like, Soros. He about to start running his mouth. She was up there too long, though.
She was up there too long. You can't go from not being able to spell Eagles to having a 7-minute speech in 2 weeks.
Like, I love the mayor. Love her. She did too much. She was doing the most. I ain't never going to.
When you can hear the crowd chanting, wrap it up, you know, you've
wrap
got...
it up. No, I was yelling it. Wrap it up,
B. Oh, was you? You were
no,
the one?
But you know what's
you
funny?
You started the chant.
Initially, where we were, it got rowdy, because as the day progressed, you know how it goes. People, you know, the sauce starts saucing.
Yeah.
So she was like 2 minutes in, and Buddy beside me was already like, come on, Mayor. And he started talking about some stuff that had nothing to do.
Because we didn't go to the parade to hear her give a speech.
He started talking about something that ain't had nothing to do with the parade. He was on his own tirade. But then after a while, you were like, you know what? She is long talking.
She absolutely long talking.
And then she doubled down and started talking about some other stuff. And then that's when people start getting antsy.
Get her out. Let's
get her off the stage.
Let's get the Eagles up there. All right, let's hear some of our greatest moments from Friday. Can we start with Howie Roseman after he got hit with the beer can and then went up there and told everyone what he does for the city?
I bleed for this city. Go Eagles. Our players, our staff have done an unbelievable job. We are 2-time world champs, and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
Slur speech Howie is my favorite.
I need the t-shirt. The I Bleed for the City Howie t-shirt.
Yo, was the speech slurred from the beer can from the beer?
Possibly concussed and the beer.
You know what the best part, and this is happening, I never got hit in the face with a beer can, but I got hit in the face with a full box of moon pies before.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
When I was at Mardi Gras. I was 3 sheets to the wind. And I was in Alabama, because you know that's the original. Mardi Gras originated in Alabama.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it originated in Alabama. So I'm in Alabama, and I'm on the street. And you know, if you've ever been to a Mardi Gras, you like, I understand everybody talks about the one in New Orleans, but you have to go to one in Alabama, because they throw everything. They were throwing collard greens one time. Like a bag full of collard greens.
Wait, what?
You gotta go. Like, you gotta go. They were throwing TV stands, like, you know, the bag.
Really dangerous.
It is. So I'm sitting there, right, and I'm behind the thing, right? So I'm drunk and I'm trying to get some bees. So I got hit in the face with a box of moon pies, full box.
So hold on.
Bam!
Collard greens, TV stands, and moon pies?
You have to listen. Anybody that has ever been to Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama, they know I'm not lying. They were throwing everything but bees. So I got hit in the face with a box of moon pies. When you're drunk like that, you don't really feel it.
Like Howie didn't really feel it.
No, he didn't feel it. It was more the reaction to then probably the blood trickling down into his forehead.
Well, he felt it the next day, though.
Well, and his wife probably told him, oh, my God, hun. You got beaned by a beer can. And then for him to sit there and talk about his love for the city.
He bleeds for it.
Oh, that Howie's, that's the best.
He was awesome. I love the Howie speech. Can we hear from Jordan Mailata? Hugh referenced that. Mailata singing, "We Are the Champions," with the crowd on Friday.
Philly! Hey, can y'all hear me in the back? Can y'all hear me in the back? First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Lurie for creating such an amazing organization. I want to thank Howie Roseman for creating such an amazing team. And I want to thank Nick Sirianni for leading that amazing team. But we can't forget about our significant others. I want to thank our wives, girlfriends, and whoever else got us here. Now, I'm not one for speeches, but I know how to sing, so I'm going to need some help. I want to sing a song that everyone here should know. Kind of sounds like this. We are the champions, my friends. There we go. Come on. We keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing, 'cause we are the champions. Come on, Philly. Of the world. Go Birds!
That was awesome. Now, it helps that he can sing. Yeah. A lot of times people will get to a mic and they've been drinking a little bit and they can't sing. And, you know, it's like you got to just gotta go along with it. He can actually sing.
You know, I got three of them now. But it's him and Landon Dickerson are two of my favorite. But Cooper DeJean is rapidly starting to move up that list. Did you see the fanfare that he had this weekend?
He was everywhere.
Cooper DeJean. Man, he's going to be – his jersey is probably going to rival Saquon's next year.
Well, by the way, Cooper's going to join us tomorrow at 11. So we're going to get Coop before he gets super big this offseason. Yeah, but he was everywhere. Yeah, he's young. He's got that whole – like he's the and he's going to be here a while, right? He's under contract. He's a rookie. Yeah, he checks every box here. We also had this from A.J. Brown. Was this A.J. Brown listening to Hugh Douglas last week and maybe talking about him? Here he was at the podium.
Adrian! Hey, how about these? How about our football team? Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. We just wanted to tell you, man, we love you and we support y'all. We thank y'all so much, man. I got one more thing. They said I was a diva. They said all I care about was stats. And you're going to get all those things wrong about me, but one thing you can get right. I'm a champion.
He's a champion.
Don't forget that.
Yeah,
he's a champion.
Oh, he won. I mean, if he was talking, I accept that gracefully.
Okay.
But nobody brought up stats but you. if I'm gonna defend myself from getting, you know, ridiculed in front of everybody. I mean, nobody brought up stats but you, dog. You the one that talked about, you know, how you wanted to dominate. And you know, I mean, I didn't say that. That was you, but you are a champion. That's one thing that I cannot take from you. That's something that I've never accomplished in my career, and I applaud you for that because, man, I tell you.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.